The story doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense, but it makes a lot more sense than the book, which has a lot more virtual reality machines that simulate climbing a rock and being pelted with, like, rotting vegetables and shit. Machines that let you dial different moods so you can be pissed off when you want to. Actual electric sheep. Lead cod pieces and fake police departments that arrest and kidnap people, but then are never mentioned again in the story. Welcome to Sitsock, everybody.
Sitsock.
I'm Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
I'm Kevin.
Kevin, are you there?
Yeah. Yeah. You just
heard his... It just suddenly all of a...
I don't think anybody heard you say that.
All I heard was a microphone being jostled.
Oh. Wait, is it okay now?
I mean, we can hear you, but you just didn't...
Now we can.
I thought I said it clearly, but I don't know.
Discord doesn't believe you.
Yeah, maybe not.
I thought you were screaming.
I wonder... the little bouncy bits on Audacity, so we're probably okay.
It's been a while since I've listened to us. I wonder how many times... that the actual, because Kendrick, you just laid all the recordings down, not to get too behind the scenes, but I'm wondering how many times that our listeners have to have Kevin very clearly, loudly say his name. The rest of her just like,
Kevin?
You there, Kevin? Dude? Hey, and they all just think we're insane.
Everybody? It happens for everybody, especially because I boost the crap out of Kevin's audio. But yeah, it happens literally for everybody. And we talk over each other a lot. And I can hear a lot of people typing and mouse clicking, and I have to edit that out sometimes.
Behind the scenes. Yeah, I don't know if I'll ever get microphone working right. I don't think it's just possible.
I'm just going to send you a recording device of some kind. Like, just buy a $500 recorder.
I've tried like 3 different computers, like 5 different headsets, microphone combinations. I don't know.
Do you have like a magnetic plate inside of you that only affects like specifically recording equipment?
It's the curse. It's a curse of some kind.
Behind the spit. That's what we could call the behind the scenes episodes. Behind the spit.
Never call it that. No, that's the worst name. You never want to be behind that. I guess it's better to be behind.
You don't want to be in front of it. Yeah, yeah. You want to be behind
that's
the spit.
True.
That's the better name.
I don't want to be anywhere near this spit.
Yeah.
Wait, what's wrong with spit? Isn't that how you like pass transmutable diseases so everybody can be healthy, like Oogie Mouth?
Yes.
Wait, what?
You never watched South Park, Kendrick? Not a big South Park fan.
Not in the last 20 episodes.
So you've watched the one with the ooky mouth and the chicken pox, then?
I think so, but probably
back when you were like,
ago.
Yeah, 2 years old, 3 years old. How old are you now? 30, why do I? Why in my head are you just consistently 24? Like, is that just the age
I met
you?
Because he's a wee little baby man.
That's not the age you met me, so I don't know why that's true.
I don't know either. Well, that's the age that he thought he met you at, and you've just never aged since then.
I think I met you when I was like 19.
That seems... you were... really?
Maybe 20.
Yeah, okay. Who knows?
Fact, Kendrick and I are the same age. By like a couple months.
You're both 24?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
And Joe
so
is slightly
young.
Older than us at 24 and a half.
Yep.
No. Joe's like 31? 33.
I'll be 34 in several days.
So confused.
Yeah, no. I was close. I was close on the second try, Joe. 33. You're 33 right
Aren't
now.
You like
I'm currently 33. Yeah. We'll be 34 in a couple of days.
So you're gonna be on vacation during your birthday?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's fucking great.
Only a weirdo would do that.
I do that every year almost.
I did it this year.
Wait, what? What was your comment about me not being able to age right?
Well, you're like mid-40s, right?
I don't care.
Good answer.
Like, what does it matter? We're all just going to die anyway from COVID 2.0. So you probably won't live past 45.
So mid-40s.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Sorry, it'll be COVID 3.0 by the time we all die from it.
Nah, it'll be 3.1 for work groups.
COVID 2025. the year that Total Recall took place.
25.
COVID. Dude, have you guys ever watched Total Recall?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Actually, that's all. recently.
20 years ago.
You should watch it.
Again. 4 or 5
months. The new one or the old one?
I don't know about the new one. I've only watched it once and I don't remember it, but the old one's like one of my go-to movies, apparently.
I realized the other day. I watched it a number of times, and I actually, last year or the year before, listened to the audiobook of the original Dick story that it's based on. And it has almost nothing to do with it.
Yeah, they're very different, if I recall correctly. I haven't listened to the book, but...
The book has a very different beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah, that's what being different
is. Characters. And story.
I don't mind that.
No, in fact, it's one of my favorite things when you're adapting Dick, because he's good with the high concept,
Dick.
And you really don't want the details. Just go with the high concepts.
Mm-hmm.
Because do androids dream... I think we've talked about this before, but do androids dream of electric sheep? Is
Blade Runner.
Really fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, really fucking weird. It has, like, if you watch the movie, and you should if you haven't seen it, it hasn't aged great from a cultural standpoint, but it is still a very good movie, visually. The story doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense, but it makes a lot more sense than the book, which has a lot more virtual reality machines that simulate climbing a rock and being pelted with, like, rotting vegetables and shit. Machines that let you dial different moods so you can be pissed off when you want to, actual electric sheep, lead cod pieces, and fake police departments that arrest and kidnap people but then are never mentioned again in the story.
Wait just a minute. I'm loading up the band name list to put lead cod pieces on there.
There you go.
Nice.
Good. I think it might actually be on there already.
I wouldn't be that
I'm getting
surprised.
Deja vu with this conversation.
Yeah.
But yeah, lead cod pieces really figure into the story a lot.
So, I don't know what I was going to say after that, but...
Dick stories.
I rented and watched Pig the other day. The new Nicolas Cage movie, Pig.
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
We talked about it being a movie.
We did.
But...
Back to Nicolas Cage.
I just wanted to follow up on it because
Nick
I got to watch
two.
It. It's actually not very... It's not the movie you think it is. It's not like John Wick with Nick Cage being John Wick in a pig. It's very different. It's like a heavy commentary on the Seattle bougie food scene. And, yeah, I don't know. It wasn't that bad. It was one of those movies that I was like, it's not what I thought it was, but it was very enjoyable. So I would absolutely not suggest anybody spend $15 to pre-rent it, though.
Yeah, you, again, just like I was just editing last week's episode, and I was listening to my snarky, sarcastic, douchey ass talk about how Nick Cage movies, having Nick Cage in them, needs more for me to care. And that's a fine example of, oh, it's a commentary on the bougie food scene of, what was it you said, Seattle?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not a movie. That's there's you need a lot more before that becomes a movie. That's
well, there's a lot in there, but I didn't want to like spoil it. Like, it actually is it's got a story, and it's not just that. But I don't know. I don't know how to describe. I mean, you're not gonna like it no matter how you describe it. So I don't really have to try that hard. But like anybody that wants to see it, Nick Cage movie,
you need to please me.
I will, but just not with Nick Cage movie descriptions.
There's other ways.
Yeah.
No, you
like
need,
leaving
you
alone.
Use Nick Cage.
Okay.
That's a good start.
This is getting into a weird area start. Now. I didn't.
Yeah, Kevin went real sexual in inclination. Like he's like definitely thinking about it being sexual.
Yeah.
That was the vibe I was getting off of him. Yeah.
That could be.
Kevin, do you need some help? Sexually.
I think he's got it all in hand.
I got a hold on that.
I'll see myself out.
What the fuck is happening with this podcast?
I don't know. This one's calling falling apart. Kevin, talk about Axiom Verge 2.
Yeah, there
you
go.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah. Okay, where to start? If you played the first one...
I haven't.
I won't give anything away or anything, but cool. But like Metroidvania, like Axiom Verge 1 is very Metroid. Axiom Verge 2 is very Vania.
Super Vania.
They're both well worth playing. If you catch them like on a sale or something, you should just play them. But yeah, side scroller Metroidvania, 16-bit graphics. At one point in time, this one drops down to like 8-bit graphics. But they're
for thematic purposes.
Yeah, is it thematic?
Kind of like the Messenger, Kevin.
A bit. Yeah, a bit.
Cool.
But instead of being kind of Ninja Gaiden based, it's more way closer to, I'd say, probably Metroid in the thematics. But
gotcha. The first one is basically just Metroid.
Yeah,
they basically just really cloned Metroid and put some story in it.
But instead of like a alien suit lady, you're like a scientist guy that picks up guns and stuff. But basically exactly the same.
Yeah. The second one is more like if you took Castlevania, like of the later DS ones, but then jammed it back into Metroid. It's very interesting, and I absolutely adore it. And I'm not playing it right now, and this upsets me mildly. So.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I have not yet finished it.
Yeah, no.
I got stuck a lot.
You get stuck so much.
It's such a huge world. It's so, so big. It takes so long for you. Because the main complaint I'm seeing from everybody, and my main complaint too, is you get a new power-up. So for anyone who doesn't play Metroidvania games, one of the big factors of them is essentially, you start off in an area, and you can get to some places, you can move around, and there's some places you can't get to. Like, oh, that ledge is too high for me to jump to. Or, oh, I would need to be able to climb up walls, or I need to be able to smash this brick, or I need to be able to transform into mist and go through these bricks, or whatever thing. Like, there's movement behavior power things that you get to expand your ability to move around. And you basically get them, and then you have to go find the places where you use it to get to where you need to go. And sometimes, like, they give you the ability to mark the map, but that's basically useless. I've never touched it. So basically the game is, oh, now you've got the ability to send out a tiny little robot. You can go into little holes, and then you have to go back and find every little hole that you missed. And it's like, shit, where did I put that one? And inevitably, you'll reach one upgrade, especially mid and late game, when there's so many rooms and so much stuff that you'd be like, oh, now I have the power to, like, turn into a wolf. Although that's more Castlevania. I'm just trying not to spoil the game. Like, oh, you have this power up now. Go find everywhere. This is applicable. And you're like, oh, this is going to take a while. I'm going to go to everywhere again.
Yep. One thing that was nice about it, and what was way different from the first Axiom Verge, was, and kind of like Hollow Knight, if any of you ever played that. Like, you encounter boss fights, and some of them are damn near impossible, especially with Hollow Knight, but Axiom Verge 1 was the same way. Like, there's huge, epic boss fights.
Oh, they're gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Right. And a lot of fun. But if you're like, a casual player, I mean, you might not just be able to get past it. And I guess in this game, these games were developed by one dude. Like, one guy.
Yep. Made them. Orchestrated both. Everything.
Everything.
Huh.
And he's like, he got a lot of feedback saying Axiom Verge 1, a lot of people couldn't beat the bosses, so they just gave up. Well, every boss in this one is optional. Like, it's not like you enter a room and the doors lock behind you like Zelda. Like, you can't get out of this. You can kind of scooch by them. And you can come back to them later. And just wreck them if you want to. You don't have to. But
all you get is a couple of like skill point upgrades.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. So you get some skill point upgrades. So it's like maybe in the long run worth fighting them. But if you're just getting your ass kicked, and you're like, I don't want to do this right
Why
now.
Why not just make your bosses less mechanically difficult?
Because it's fun in the challenge.
Or why not have like a challenge mode for those folks? Because it sounds like you basically can skip most of the game and just go to the end, which I guess is fine. Like, I can see why people would want to do that.
No, that's not it at all. It just means the rooms that contain bosses are not the gates to the next stage. They're just large rooms where there are bosses.
Exactly. This game focused more on exploration rather than fighting in a lot of ways.
But you can't skip anything. It's just that the bosses, except for the bosses, aren't your gates to move forward.
The bosses.
You could skip the bosses though, right?
But the bosses aren't. The bosses don't gate your ability to move forward. In the older games,
they wouldn't be skippable if they did that. Right.
No, but what I mean is the way it works is the boss is at the conclusion of some dungeon or some stretch, and then behind the boss is the MacGuffin that gets you to the next thing. In this, you're more like trundling along trying to find the MacGuffins that give you stuff, and every now and again you bump into a very large room and there's a very angry robot in there, and you're like, I
kind of sounds like Dead Cells a little bit, where you just run through and try to find the upgrades, and once you get those, it unlocks another part of the map.
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe it's a little unfair to call them bosses, because it's not like, you know, you build up, and eventually fight this big creature. It's more like, there's a giant-ass monster in here, and I don't think I could take it down right now, so I'm going to kind of silently scooch past it for the time being.
Yeah.
And
so
I'll come back
to
you.
It's a little more like, that's kind of Dark Souls-y in a certain way, in that sense. In fact, the whole thing's very Dark Souls-y. In that, like, discovering the lore as you go, and, like, you see a big dude, and you're like, I'm gonna walk around you. Bye.
I don't know that you can walk around bosses that and get through the entire game of Dark Souls, though. But I get what you're saying. Like,
really,
some
I'm
of
saying.
Them are...
I'm just saying, like, no, but there are big... You're fixating on the part of bosses I'm trying not to focus on. It's like, some of the big monsters... Not necessarily the bosses, but big monsters that you're like, I'm gonna just kind of dive roll around you, and you stay there.
I must have misunderstood. Dark Souls doesn't have any positions where, like, a boss, something happens after a boss fight that gives you the ability to move on to a different part of the castle or whatever, wherever you're at.
Dark Souls, not exactly.
I always felt kind of gated in the first parts of Dark Souls, because I never got past, like, the chapel or something, like, and I couldn't figure out where to go. But that was Dark Souls 1, so.
So the problem is with when we say bosses, I think that's unclear. Basically, it's big bads, big scary monsters that are just there. Because the premise is these robots are basically trying to kill you. They're trying to hunt you down. And so they're basically the security force of the area you're in, and they're just trying to track you down. So the little ones are easy enough to evade, and their vision lines are shown as little laser beams. So the game has a lot of, like, just, you know, if you don't want to fight that guy, just don't get too close to them, and you're fine.
Which was the difference between the first two games, because the first game, you had to fight them, guys.
Slaughter.
Yeah.
You murder everything you see.
Yeah.
This one's a lot more like, that guy looks big. I'm just going to sneak on past him here.
But the challenge in this
just
game
gonna,
has come
hoop,
from
just gonna Minnesota scoot by a hoop.
like yep, environmental hoop, challenges hoop. Rather than the first game is a lot more distance fighting, killing big things. This was puzzles.
And finding stuff.
Yeah, searching. But I never
and
felt
story driven.
Like tedious to search for things. I was kind of like, here's an area I haven't discovered. I'm going to go back there. And I don't know, it worked really good.
The frustration I had when I got stuck was mostly that I kept getting lost in the gorgeous world, and like
that's what happened to me in Hollow Knight,
running right over there.
I dropped Hollow Knight for like a week, and I came back to it, and I was like, nope, I can't finish this game unless I start over. I have no idea where I'm at. I guess I could like look at a video and try to find, but I don't know,
even
like
still, you can kind of. I don't think Hollow Knight has a pretty set order, because I found myself trying to follow some guides when I got stuck, and I'd gone to like a totally different area that I wasn't necessarily supposed to get to, so I got kind of lost in the guide as well. But I honestly kind of found it because I kind of ran into the same thing, Kyle. I dropped it for a little bit, and then I came back and I was like, fuck, I don't want to start all over, but I don't really know where I am. So I just started kind of just running around and just fighting things, and then it kind of just puts you back on track after, like,
I unfortunately did not find that when I was playing. I knew I needed to go to a certain spot where I could, like, slip through shadows or something, and I just couldn't find it again because the whole maps are, like, very samey, and I never got to find the area again, and I don't know. Just got bored looking for it, I guess. But it was a great game. Like, I'm not saying it was bad. It's just, like, I'm too dumb to get through it, I guess.
That was
like,
definitely, that was a guide game for me. I had to look up guides on that one.
But that sounds like Axiom Verge isn't that restrictive. Verge 2 isn't. Is like, you could explore and drop it and pick it back up, and you're not going to, like, get confused. Is there, like, a good map system or something?
Oh, yeah. The map's really good.
Okay.
And actually, there were a couple times I was like, maybe I've been looking around for over an hour. I'll peek and see if I can find a hint online. But it was so new that that there are not guides. So.
At date of recording, the game came out, what, a week ago?
Yeah.
Is it for like $50 on Switch right now?
It was like 17.
Oh, wow. That's very cheap.
Yeah,
okay.
It was cheap. It'll go back up to 20 after the first week or so. I think.
That's still better than most games. Like, I think that's 20. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, and it took me maybe 14 hours to beat, I think.
So a normal person, it would take 50 to 60 hours, just to be everybody's clear about what Kevin's
just a thousand
are.
Years.
Yeah.
It's a good chunk of game. It's not Breath of the Wild, but it's a good little it's the kind of game that's an experience. And I feel like once I and Kevin can confirm that once I finished it, I'll be like, oh, that was nice.
Yeah, I was like tempted to re-download the first game because it's been a while since I played that. And like, I want to go back into this world again. It was really fun.
Very cool.
Yeah. I have not All turned right, my everybody. Switch on for the last 3 months, I think, so I maybe need to do that again.
It's also on PC and everything else, but I like these kind of games on the Switch. They work best, I think.
Yeah.
But anywho.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Smash that like button, or the follow button.
Whatever it is. There's a thing. Stand outside
Fight
our house
bell,
and ring a
smash
bell.
Smash it.
Click your mouse.
Actually,
smash
don't do
bells.
That. I take that back. Don't fucking do that
Fuck
thing that
bells.
I said.
Ring
your bell. Fuck the bell. Literally.
Bye.
Bye.